And there is a somewhat obscure agency known as the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the FERC. You probably never heard of it. I didn't either. Recently, this agency, the FERC, like all Obama-driven agencies, flexed its muscles. The agency came after two businessmen in Philadelphia, the Gates brothers, who incidentally are identical twins. And the agency accused them of profiting intentionally so from sham power trades of energy. The brothers denied the charges, but the agency pressed on. The brothers fought back, again denying every charge, and confronted the FERC at every turn. But the agency was relentless, and it went on and on, to the point where the Gates brothers had had enough. They openly accused the FERC of employing intimidation tactics and aggressive behavior, unfair and unjust. No matter, a trial with depositions went forward. The Gates brothers concluded that they would not get justice from the FERC and the trial, and that they could not communicate effectively with the agency. Reminds me of so many others. And so they devised a brilliant strategy which, in their words, would try to inform and persuade our neighbors and our investors and our business partners. The Gates brothers wanted all of them to know the truth, irrespective of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So the brothers did just that. They uploaded all of their case files and correspondence to a public website. And that took real courage, but these brothers were intent upon confronting this federal agency, and they would not be bullied or harassed or intimidated by yet another Obama-driven agency at work. They stood up. These courageous brothers were in fact daring the FERC to continue the litigation and to sue them in public. How wonderful there are courageous Americans who take the fight to the Obama administration and its agencies and will not take injustice lying down. All of us, we the people, we must stand up to this government and any of its agencies at any time we are harassed or unjustly accused, as the Gates brothers did. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow citizens, America is our country, not theirs. And the worst of all regulators is none other than the one-of-a-kind Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, the worst. This agency is the biggest bully in Washington. It is common knowledge that the IRS has targeted conservative groups, treated them unfairly, and otherwise politically and legally harassed, delayed, and denied applications with respect to tax-exempt matters. Of course, the Obama administration blamed Lois Lerner and fired her and replaced her with the new IRS Commissioner John Koskinen, who promptly promised to clean up the mess, don't they all, and restore fairness and objectivity, whether he does or not, and regain the trust of the American people. At the same time, and virtually immediately, Koskinen and his agency issued a new rule and regulation which would severely restrict the political speech of tax-exempt groups. Can you believe that? Not the least bit of change, not the least bit of intimidation. Business as usual at the IRS. It is just simply unbelievable that Obama, and he's the head of it all, he's the man, and his appointed people could care less about the American public and utterly ignore the previous tax-exempt IRS scandal and debacle. Ignore it! Not only did they continue their aggressive attack on conservative groups, they actually increased the confrontation, and without shame or apology, for they know the Chicago way. There is absolutely no accountability for their actions. You can't stop them, nor can you hold them accountable. Lois Lerner lied about her conduct and the agency under her administration, but she'll never be indicted, much less convicted. You remember Attorney General Eric Holder, do you not? And simply hide behind her constitutional right of the Fifth Amendment and self-incrimination. But her insidious work, Obama administration driven, goes on, fully implemented by Koskinen. Change the person, but the policy remains the same. Congressman Dave Camp, Republican from Michigan and chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, stated of the IRS and the new rule to curb political speech by nonprofits that the new rules and regulations were, quote Camp, drafted in a manner, in my view, to shut down Tea Party groups, end quote. Shut down Tea Party groups. Self-made. Spontaneous regulations, politically motivated, issued by the new IRS, what a joke, and its new commissioner to shut down conservative groups. And the beat goes on and on. Thank you, President Obama. Representative Charles Bustani, Republican from Louisiana, stated the following, quote, the new rules would essentially codify the continued targeting of these very same groups, that is the Tea Party groups, that were previously targeted, end quote. Another congressman who sees the IRS business as usual. In short, Congressman Bustani is saying that the IRS rules and regulations, again, are at work with no accountability and, of course, utterly without justice for all. The Obama administration and its direction and influence and modus operandi effectuated through these agencies, and particularly the IRS, and Congress, get out of the way. You can see so clearly now, my fellow Americans, the insidious effects of rules and regulations, especially as they are made on the fly to accomplish political purpose. If you go up against the IRS and the Obama administration, you can be sure that they will come and get you one way or another. To the point, the goal of the IRS was to change the definition of political activity in such a way that the IRS would cause substantial record-keeping and collection of information, more rules and regulations, as a result of an incredible number of these new rules and regulations, which would inflict severe harm, not to mention financial cost, to more than 100,000 nonprofit corporations. 100,000! All such record-keeping burdens would, of course, hardly ever be read and virtually never used. But the regulation at work, controlling, demanding, intimidating, would itself restrict the activities and the financial viability of these nonprofit corporations and, in a passive de facto way, curtail their qualitative and public activities. That's the way they do it. Get the conservative organizations one way or get them another way, but just get them. So goes the Chicago way. And never forget the words of President Barack Hussein Obama, quote, if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun, end quote. Wow, what a world. You can be sure, my fellow American, that sooner or later you or some member of your family will violate one of these tens of thousands of rules and regulations, and you can be further assured that you will pay the price. So much for the land of the brave and the free. So now we come to yet another interesting fact. The Wall Street Journal published an article April 22, 2014, with the title as follows. Guess who makes more than bankers? They're regulators. Guess who makes more than bankers? Those who regulate them. Incredible, isn't it? You can make good money, real good money, being a federal regulation enforcer. Get this. The average compensation at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, exceeded on average, are you ready for this, in 2012? $190,000 average. Can you believe that? Compare that to this figure. The average annual salary of a bank employee was $49,540. Did you get the difference? Sure pays in the world of banking to regulate, does it not? That's an absolutely shocking statistic. But such is life in Washington. Play by the rules and enforce the rules, and the rules will pay you big time. And never forget that number, namely $1.9 trillion annually. That's how much it costs we the people to implement all of the rules and regulations of our federal government. And never, ever forget that the average American family of four will pay almost $15,000 annually, or some $300 weekly, just to implement federal rules and regulations. Ah, my fellow Americans, what a world. Ronald Reagan said that the only way America can grow is for the people, the citizens, to, quote, get government off the backs of the people, end quote. But the Obama administration policy is just the reverse. Get government involved and in control of every aspect of the lives of people. The regulators who implement the rules and regulations of Dodd-Frank, the legislation that controls every aspect of the financial world, are well off now and forevermore as they control your lives and mine and make life absolutely economically miserable for financial institutions. By the way, most of these people, these regulators, have little experience in business, and most have never owned or run one. Somehow, they think they have the right to tell business how business should be run, with no experience. And they do so because they are in power, and they love to implement power. It's all about the power. The really good people are busy at work, earning and producing. The good men and women have so very often abandoned the political arena, leaving it to those who would implement the Chicago way. The great philosopher Plato said the following. The words of Plato, one of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors. One of the penalties for refusing to participate, like you and me, in politics is that you and I end up being governed by your inferiors. True, is it not? And so it is so often in Washington, so very, very often. But power and the exercise thereof is addictive. And once addicted, it is so very difficult to live and work in the real world. Far better to issue and implement orders, regulations, and feel the high, the thrill of power at work, surging like narcotics through the arteries and veins of the politician. So much for the land of the brave and the free. Every day, one regulation after another, the cherished freedoms in America and our constitutional rights and privileges and our precious Bill of Rights decline and erode. One regulation after another. One regulation after another. And we allow them. We allow that to happen. And on top of that, we pay for it. We pay to be controlled. But we will not pay the price to protect our freedom. The free goes down because the brave have refused to participate in politics. Right-thinking men and women have abandoned the political arena, and the inferiors, as Plato has well said, have taken over, and gladly so, so many of them. So, my fellow Americans, you will be ruled and regulated by one regulation after another, Obama-driven. Even Congress, having abandoned the political power arena, given up that much to the president and the executive. Utterly lacking, it seems, is the courage to do what is right and protect our constitutional way of life. Those men and women, with certain exceptions, have abandoned accountability and responsibility, and we the people suffer. There are far too few of the brave and courageous in our Congress, and those who are seem utterly intimidated by this president and his minions. So we the people will wake up every morning and find out what Obama wants to do next, and that is the way we will be forced to live, always looking over our shoulder at Washington, never certain what comes next, the Chicago way at work. Eventually, someday, you will have had enough, like those very few good and courageous men and women in Washington today, politicians who think, believe, and act right. They are there, but they are in the minority. But you and your family will have to be personally hit and hurt and harmed in some unjust way, especially economically, before you will finally stand up. And as one of the brave and courageous, do what is right for America. That's usually the way it is. It has to hit us before we hit back. And so I ask you, my fellow Americans, it's time for us to take it back. To take it back from the inferiors. To get involved and do it now before it is too late. Millions are doing just that. Are you one of them? Get involved now. Go into politics. Stand up for America. Stand up now, or get ready to live the Chicago way for the rest of your life, and say goodbye to the America you now love.